Shabbat shalom. As I was walking the 5 blocks that it takes me to get from my apartment to the synagogue, at least 3 people stopped me to wish me happy holidays. And almost as a reflex, I wished them happy holidays. After all, it is the expected greeting of the moment, but it raised a question. How happy are the holidays? Some of us may have difficult relationships with family or friends that make holidays a season of stress. Others of us may be isolated from our families and social networks and may not mark these seasonal celebrations. Some of us may be mourning a loss. And others of us struggle with persistent challenges such as illness and depression. I also think of friends who cannot take any time off from work because it would cause too much financial strain. Winter break carries fairy tale cultural ideals of a blissful time with family enjoying the slopes, followed by sipping hot chocolate near the hearth of a fireplace. Somehow we are supposed to have time to spare, money to spare, close family and friends ready to go, no problems in sight. But the reality for most of us, as we know, is often much different. Happiness, social scientists tell us, is the coherence between one's expectations and one's realities. So given the cultural and personal expectations of the winter break are often out of sync with reality, it's no surprise that instead of happiness, this time can bring in a certain amount of sadness, disappointment, and perhaps more than anything, stress. In this week's Torah portion, we encounter a stressful situation that arises from family being brought back together. As you may recall, when we last saw Joseph's brothers, they had thrown him into a pit and told their father that Joseph had been killed by an animal. Now, many years later, Joseph is a high-ranking official in Pharaoh's palace, and Joseph's brothers, fleeing a famine, have come to Egypt because it has plentiful food sources. The brothers stand before Joseph and do not recognize him. They only see an official representing Pharaoh who has the power to offer them access to food. They are entirely focused on their transactional relationship. They are not fully open to taking in the human being before them, their very own brother. In this prolonged holiday season, we too might find ourselves reunited with friends, colleagues, and family, and we might be caught up in our own assumptions about someone else's reality, based on our own needs, insecurities, and blind spots. Instead of seeing brothers and sisters, we might only see a person standing before us as someone who has more than we do, of whom we are jealous and even resentful. Or we might see someone who has idiosyncrasies that make us want to keep our distance. We shut each other out for so many reasons. It can be so subtle and automatic that we might find we are not even aware of when or why we do it. Judaism gives us traditional techniques that help us to become more aware of our inner life. These techniques are referred to as midot, or soul traits. And one midah that can be especially relevant to this moment is compassion. While we all might agree that being compassionate is a foundation for a good life, our capacity for compassion may be blocked when we feel overwhelmed with personal ambition, stress, anxiety, anger, or distraction. When we cannot access our sensitivity to another person's experience, our channel for compassion can become blocked and closed, and this can become a source of isolation and great unhappiness, really. So how do we grow our compassion? It's simply about being present. I invite us all to try to be more present to people we encounter. It could be people we know well or strangers. Be curious about what might be going on in their internal life. What might they be struggling with? Often, when we are most burdened, We are the least available to make room for another person. We might not realize that the person we're encountering is suffering too. If we invite compassion in and soften our hearts and really hear their stories, we naturally become kinder. We realize we are not alone in our problems. When we look upon and treat others with compassion, we might also learn to become more compassionate with ourselves. This is a gift we can give to ourselves. In one of the most moving scenes of all of Torah, as Joseph's brothers stand close to him, Joseph reveals who he is and breaks down and weeps. When he reveals his true identity and freely shows his emotions, he opens up a space for his brothers, and they join him and cry with him. They are released from their roles of Pharaoh's acting official and hungry peasants. The walls that separate them are broken down. They see what is common between them more than what divides them. Perhaps it was an unspoken acknowledgement of their shared humanity. The brothers made mistakes, albeit big ones, but they showed they had the capacity for self-reflection and change. Joseph made mistakes too, as we all do. We are all connected in this vulnerability. Leonard Cohen famously wrote, "There's a crack in everything. That is where the light comes in." Perhaps we should go into this holiday season thinking, there is a space in everything, a place for compassion to come in. Compassion requires space, room for the needs of others. In this prolonged holiday season, may we lead with compassion, may we bring comfort to those around us, and in doing so, may we find the deepest sense of joy in connection. Shabbat Shalom.